You guys, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books was nominated for a Webby Award, which is this really prestigious award that I am dying to win. And there's a People's Voice component, and you can vote and get me from number two, second place, to first place. But you have to vote. Please go to vote.webbys.com. Vote.webbys.com, but it's kind of complicated, so it might be easier just to go to zibbyowens.com or my Instagram at zibbyowens, where it'll always be in my stories and it's in one of those little circle highlights. Please, please, please vote. Voting ends April 18th and I'm in second place, so please vote for best individual episode, talk show, interview show. Thank you so much.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, and you're listening to the award-winning podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. If you like this podcast, you will love my new anthology called Moms Don't Have Time to Have Kids. Check it out, and you'll hear from 49 authors about all sorts of things moms don't have time to do. All the authors have been on this podcast. Also, check out my TikTok, at with Zibby and Tracy, my other podcast, Sex Talk with Zibby and Tracy. Check out Moms Don't Have Time to Write on Medium. And of course, my new publishing company called Zibby Books. And now back to our daily author interview site and a quick hello from some of my kids.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Enjoy the show. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope you all had a great break. I wanted to let you know about something that I've been talking a lot about on social media at Zibby Owens, which is the hashtag 22in22 challenge. We are at Zibby Books. We are encouraging everybody, like all of you, to visit 22 bookstores in 2022. And we're going to provide a whole series of incentives for every 5 visits, and you'll be entered to win a $500 shopping spree, and you'll get fun things like bookmarks and all the rest. Plus, you'll be part of a great community of people all helping support bookstores, authors, and more. We're really, really excited about it. If you want to join, sign up. You just go to 22in22.net. That's 22in22.net and click I'm in and put your information. And then every time you go to a bookstore, you just quickly go back on the site and click log a bookstore visit. And then we'll be keeping track and we'll be following up with all of your different achievements and awards and everything. So please sign up, spread the word. 22in22, get your friends to join and start visiting bookstores, and it'll be really fun and exciting. So here's to a wonderful 2022. I'm so excited that you're listening to my podcast and doing all the fun things that I have been trying to bring into the world. So here we go, 2022. Hashtag 22in22. Robin Arzon is the author of the picture book Strong Mama. Robin graduated magna cum laude from New York University and Villanova University School of Law and is the New York Times bestselling author of Shut Up and Run. As vice president of fitness programming and head instructor at Peloton, she believes that sweat transforms lives, and her story is living proof. In 2020, she was named one of the most influential people on Fortune magazine's 40 Under 40 list. Enjoy. Welcome, Robin. Thank you so much for coming on Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books to discuss Strong Mama, your children's book.
Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, it's my pleasure. Please tell listeners how you decided to write this children's book, the whole inspiration for it, and all the good stuff.
Well, I wrote the children's book on my baby moon. So aww. My husband and I had rented a cabin, and we were taking some amazing time to decompress after the holidays last year. And I was just really called to write this. It was a love letter to my baby girl. We didn't know actually what we were having at the time. And I really felt like baby and I were training partners. I was very active throughout my entire pregnancy. I taught at Peloton until I was 9 months pregnant, on the bike, on the tread, and as well as our strength classes. And it was really a pretty magical time. And I wanted to kind of memorialize that, as well as write something that allowed parents to model self-care and show that self-care is not selfish and that movement is medicine and that little people can also develop their own relationships with movement. And really, really sending the message, especially to moms, that when we take moments for our workouts, for our whatever, bubble bath, breath work, whatever it is, it's not selfish. We can't take care of them if we don't take care of ourselves. And that was really the inspiration behind Strong Mama.
And then once you had your daughter, did you find that you had time to do those self-care things or not?
You make the time. You make the time. If it matters, you make it happen. And that's just the truth.
And so your career, of course, includes all this movement and all of this inspiring stuff for other women and men everywhere. So you have that part taken care of. Like, that's a yes, definitely. Do you find that I feel like there are all these different buckets of self-care,
sure.
Right? So do you do it and what works best for you, right? For me, like reading is more self-care for me than working out, although I should work out more. And I do the Peloton. I've taken your classes and everything. Do you feel like sometimes you get sort of sectioned into one area versus another? You
know what I mean? I mean, I think that we have to pay attention to what we find we need our mind and spirit's need, yeah. Right? So there is no one version of self-care. And certainly we don't want to get into the stumbling block of feeling like self-care is yet another thing that we that is stressing us out, right? It's totally not the
right,
point.
Exactly.
So for me, it's definitely movement. And although I do work out for a living professionally, I live my life as a professional athlete. I do my own workout every single day in addition to the classes that I teach. And my workout is sacred and it's prioritized. And it's literally my entire family, you know, kind of organizes to make sure that I get that workout because I'm not functioning if I don't. So yeah, strength training, running, cycling are my main modalities. For me, self-care isn't as much, you know, the bubble bath and those kind of moments. Although I totally understand how those can be very necessary, you know, depending on what our mind and spirits need.
And tell me about you growing up. Was movement always a huge part of your life? Like, did you know immediately that this is your thing?
No, not at all. I was not an athlete as a kid. I really started running and getting active when I was an adult.
So you only started running as an adult?
Yes. Yes.
That's fascinating for me to hear. What were you into as a child?
I loved school. I was the straight A student. I liked arts and crafts. I was truly like a voracious, I was the book kid, anything that involved really school. Even through college and law school, I was the kid who ordered the books on the syllabus and started reading them during the summer.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, that was how I really identify. That was really like my identity, right? We are the stories that we tell ourselves. And I told myself I was not the kid who was going to get picked in gym class. I wasn't going to run and wasn't going to go to swimming. And it was as an adult that during law school that I really started to lace up and discover movement.
Wow. You would never know. From your children's book, it seems though, and obviously I know you more than that, but you would think that like this was your calling that you woke, you know, I read a children's book by Simone Biles or something like that. And, you know, she was like turning around, like doing cartwheels off the bed and like sitting there watching gymnastics and then going out and flipping around. And, you know, it's funny how people discover their calling.
Yes.
So how did you end up at Peloton? Like, so what happened after Take me back through your, do the quick version. Law school, then what happened?
Oh, law school. I practiced law in New York for a number of years. And then I decided, gosh, I was really counting down the hours in the day till I could work out and go running or go to spin class. And I thought, how do I make that my life rather than counting down just for like 30 minutes a day? And that was on a good day, you know, that I had time to work out. So they made time to work out. I'm trying to condition myself not to say I don't have time. Because frankly, if you say you don't have time, just replace it with, it doesn't matter. And that's, if that feels okay, then fine. Then it doesn't matter. But I don't believe in, I'm not conversant in excuses.
So you think saying that people don't have time is just an excuse?
I think it's, and yes,
that
you should say. Absolutely.
Okay.
So I'm taking my own medicine because I was just saying I didn't have time, but I made the time, but I only would make 30 minutes, you know, max. And the joy that I had in running was really something that I wanted to infuse into other areas of my life professionally. And 2 weeks before the London Olympics, I decided to leave my law firm job and try. I think I had already created my book proposal, my first book proposal for Shut Up and Run. And yeah, I bought a plane ticket to the London Olympic Games. And I was just writing for my blog from the games and meeting athletes and just getting totally inspired by these incredible humans participating in the Olympics. And then I read about Peloton and I reached out to the company. And yeah, I would say about a year after leaving my law firm job is when I joined the Peloton team.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today's episode has been sponsored by Jay McLaughlin. Jay McLaughlin is a timeless lifestyle brand with incredible style and a spirit of connection. I am obsessed with Jay McLaughlin and have been so honored that they are sponsoring my Zibbyverse tour. It just so happens that the tour goes to so many communities and areas of the country that have Jay McLaughlin stores. And I love that the brand is philanthropic through Jay McLaughlin's
local and loyal programming.
Host store events to give back to organizations that are meaningful to Jay McLaughlin's local communities. I also love the fact that the clothes are just so chic. They make me feel polished and modern, and the best part is that most of the line comes in fabrics that don't wrinkle. I especially love the dresses, the cashmere sweaters, the other sweaters. You'll see them all over my Instagram. I typically tag at Jay McLaughlin, and so you can check it out. It is absolutely one of my favorite brands, and I am over the moon excited to be working with them. In fact, I want to share the love with all of you. Jay McLaughlin is giving 20% off new customers and listeners of my podcast with special code ZIBBY20, capital ZIBBY 20. That's 20% off for new customers and listeners of the podcast with special code capital ZIBBY20. Take advantage of it today. My favorites are this white, open, long cashmere sweater that I've been wearing on every flight that I've taken on this tour. I have a blue with light blue horizontal striped sweater, several dresses I even wore on Good Morning America. Check it out, Jay McLaughlin. Thanks so much.
Hey, grownups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his Fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast, and those plans are the opposite of quiet. The cat may be disruptive, but it turns out he's also a great help to get Fish out of all kinds of predicaments. Bursting with music, silliness, and rhymes, the Cat in the Hat cast encourages us all to find fun that is funny in every episode. So sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Wow. And what has that felt like for you, sort of becoming this superstar in the Peloton world and the outside world too, but, you know, just having like this cult following?
It's all about our community and it happened very gradually. So for us, you know, we just keep showing up and doing the work and creating something that we love. And thankfully, you know, folks are joining and participating. And for me, the crux of it is all our community, seeing people either whether they're novice athletes or have never worked out or are professional athletes. You know, we have Olympians who join us. I love seeing that moment when they turn, where they really catalyze like what they can't do into what they can do.
So for people who haven't taken your class, but maybe they've gotten your book or something, what are some of the main messages, some of the main sayings, some of the main takeaways that you're known for?
I think that as a whole, we're a connected fitness company and we provide folks access to movement and of, you know, running, cycling, meditation, yoga from whatever screen they can access us on whether it's the app, the bike or the tread. And yeah, my classes are definitely, they're challenging classes. I believe that discomfort is a way for us to find confidence. And I think confidence is a side effect of hustle. And that's really the philosophy that I infuse into my classes.
Peloton is actually a sponsor of this podcast.
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
It's true. Yes. One of my latest sponsors. And I've been involved with the Peloton Moms book club.
I love. Oh, cool. I wasn't aware that they had a book club. That's so neat.
They have a book club. Yes. I have to put you in touch. I'll put you in touch with the founder of that.
So fun.
Talk to those ladies who are amazing. And I have my own Peloton experience through the pandemic and before and beyond. My Peloton was a gift when I had my third kid and then I had a fourth kid and I was kind of offended by the gift, to be honest. I was like, what are you saying about me? Like, here's your baby gift. I'm kidding. But anyway, I have seen the power of these amazing, intense workouts and it's just so awesome. In fact, a girlfriend of mine who was at like the school mom's night recently got divorced and she said, to be honest with you, she's like, it's because of my Peloton classes. You know, they were telling me, you know, this is your life and like take charge of your life and this is it and go do it. And she's like, this is not what I wanted my life to be.
Oh my gosh, that's so powerful. Wow.
Yeah. So waiting for an essay from her when she can write it. But she said she took so many of your classes. So you were like a whole part of changing her life.
Wow. That's incredible to hear. That's astounding to hear.
Yeah, that's true. Peloton changed the whole thing. You and I think Cody Rigsby was her other guy.
Oh, I love it.
And actually I have this anthology that just came out and this author, Richie Jackson, wrote a whole essay called Peloton and On and On and On in the anthology because he spent the whole pandemic and completely redid his whole body and philosophy and mind with Cody. And so anyway, just FYI. So what is it like marketing and dealing with the publicity of a children's book? Are you going to be reading to groups of kids? Are you excited about this? Like, tell me about that aspect of it.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like. I'm still waiting to hear from my team what that's going to look like. And especially, you know, because we're seeing what is safe to do and what formats right. and all that. But I love it. I love it. I mean, as a new mom, it's such a joy to revisit children's books in general. So my daughter thankfully is all about books. And I like the Scholastic Book Fair was like the highlight of my entire childhood every year. So I just want to impart a love of reading to her. And, you know, kids pick up on what we're excited about. And, you know, if parents are excited about reading, I think that we can pass that energy on. So any kind of way that I can create community around Strong Mama is very exciting to me.
So does that mean you have some other plans?
Yes,
in mind?
We have quite a bit of plans in the works. Nothing specific that I can reveal now, but well, of course we'll disclose it publicly when the time is right.
Amazing. Well, whatever I can do through this, you know, platform, not that you need the help, but
I appreciate that.
Let me know. I love it. I love it. And it's so true. I mean, moving your body is like, my mother is 73 this weekend was like, that is the one thing to longevity is movement. Just got to stay moving. Meanwhile, she's like a whirling dervish. Yeah. She like never sits down. So I'm like, you don't have a problem with this. You know,
I love it. Tips from mom. That's so cool.
Right. So how was it working with your illustrator and everything on the book?
It was amazing. It was first time I've worked with an illustrator, and I fell in love with Addie's. Just the spirit of her illustrations were so fun to me, and I knew it was the right illustrator because, you know, my daughter was only a few weeks old, but I would show her some of the mock-ups, and her, you know, she wasn't even seeing colors yet, right? But her eyes would, you know, get wide when I showed her some of these pictures, and I thought, okay, this is the right one.
Oh, that's so cute. I have a children's book coming out too.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, thank you. So I know my kids are so excited. Actually, one of my, I have four, I think I just said, and I dedicated it to one of them, which is like the biggest mistake of my life.
Oh, so now you have to write a few more.
That's what they said. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, okay. And then my other daughter's like, well, I want the next one. And then my son's like, and then me. And I'm like, okay, how many of these am I going to write? I don't know. I got to talk to my publisher about this. But
now it's a series.
Now it's a series. Yeah. Amazing. So what advice would you have? Okay, two advice questions to people who feel like they don't have time to work out. Actually, that would be my first question. What do you say to that?
It's BS. I'm sorry, but it's BS. If you listen, you might not have time for your dream idea of the workout, right? Like, so we have this idea that if it's not X amount of minutes or a certain amount of intensity, then it doesn't count. And I realized, especially as a new mom, that like, peel away 10 minutes and you're going to feel a little better. And the consistency of very small acts of movement actually, for in terms of longevity, goes further than 60 minutes, you know, going super intense once a month. So, you know, I would say to someone, you know, if you make it matter, you will make it happen. Prioritize it for yourself. Let your family, and hopefully you have a support system who can help, take some of the, you know, the restraints around your time and claim at least 10 minutes a day of your power back.
Love it. Okay. And what about, well, if you only have 10 minutes a day, you're giving the 10 minutes a day to working out. There's so many different things. Like, people with so much advice, do you hop on a Peloton? Do you walk?
I think that lift? I think it depends. If you're a true beginner, like never worked out a day in your life, you know, you're deconditioned. Steps, I mean, movement, just literally walking is the most basic and intentional thing I think someone can do. And then of course there's body weight strength and things like that. If you do have access to Peloton, in my opinion, the most efficient workout is a 10 minute interval ride or a climb. I believe 10 minutes of intervals would literally like amp up your system for the entire day. Again, that's an intense workout, so I wouldn't necessarily recommend that somebody for on day one, but yeah. That's intervals make athletes.
Okay. And what about people who want to write a children's book?
Oh, you know, I mean, I'm still a novice myself, so I would
love. I know, but still, it counts.
I don't really have advice except for have it come from a place of love. You know, I think like there's such a beautiful energetic exchange when someone sits down with a kid to read a book. And the ones that I think are most heartwarming and heartfelt are land the best.
Very true. And are you reading anything great lately? Do you still love to read?
Oh yeah. What am I reading right now? I just picked up, it's actually a nonfiction book, Winning by Tim Grover. Relentless is his first book, and Winning is his, I think it's his second, at least it's his most recent. And I was trying to get myself into the headspace for the marathon, so I started that book.
Awesome. Have you read Limitless by Mallory Wegman?
No.
She's a Paralympic athlete. She just won in Tokyo again, the gold and silver medal.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I love reading like athletes.
I feel like you would like that one.
Yeah. I finished Abby Wambach's second, well, I guess it was like a tiny, it was such a short book. It was her speech about the wolf pack. Yeah. I love that stuff. I love
Lolo Jones, that she also wrote a great.
Oh no. I follow her on social media, but I didn't realize she wrote a book. Cool.
She wrote a book in the last 6 months or so. I think it's called Over It.
Okay. And I know Lewis, I think, is coming out with a book. I know he just recently launched a masterclass. Lots of athletes that we...
I love athlete books. I love athlete books. I love athlete movies. I'm about to watch King Richard.
Yeah, I watched it last night.
You did? Yes. Was it good?
Yeah, it was. And Will Smith, I thought, was so excellent. I forgot it was Will Smith, which is a feat, you know, because he's obviously so recognizable.
Well, I'm really excited for that. Now I'm trying to think of other athlete books. Open, Andre Agassi. Did you read that?
No.
Oh my gosh. That's like one of my favorite memoirs of all time.
Okay. Andre Agassi. I got to make my way through the tennis folks.
Okay. Well, awesome. All right. Well, Robin, thank you so much. Thanks. It's just so nice to meet you. You're such a powerhouse and so just like intense and focused and helping so many people. And it's just really cool.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing. It's really awesome.
So nice to see you today and best of luck with your books.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens and at Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Also sign up for my newsletter at ZibbyOwens.com and sign up for my virtual book club and meet lots of authors on Zoom every other week. Thanks so much to Steve and Ryan at Texture Sound for the sound editing. And thank you to Morning Moon Productions for providing this fantastic intro and outro music.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.